And there's so many things I think that we take for granted and don't think about enough that can really change the track of our day and our mindset. And it includes things like gratitude, thinking about death, like they're all in sort of the same realm. And I think realizing that your time here is limited, but at the same time, you have so much time, like kind of that two-sided thing. Like, you know, you're 25 years old. Mm-hmm. You have like four more lifetimes to live. Like the amount of time you've spent on this earth, you likely have 3 to 4 more full lifetimes.
It's crazy to think about it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 714 podcast. Today, I got Andrew here. How's it going? Doing good?
Oh, pretty well. Sham, how are you?
Good, good. And first off, I just want to say like how I got into your content, probably like most people through TikTok. And I started to see like a bunch of your videos on my For You page, like over and over. And what I like about your content specifically is it's like a reminder for everybody to put things into perspective. And if you haven't checked out his content, please go, you know, make sure to do that. I'll put it in the description as well. But yeah, I applaud you for making that, because I think people need that reminder every day. Like we lose track of life in a little bit. Like I know one of your videos says to like, imagine that you're 100 years old, right? And that you had to feel what it feels like to be 100. And then you realize that you're not, but you keep that perspective in mind that life is, you know, short, and that perspective plays in your mind a little bit and gets you to do things outside of your comfort zone that you might not have done if you didn't see that video. So I applaud you for doing that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Sham. I'm glad something that I've, you know, said has been able to help you. And yeah, it's funny when you bring up the reminders part, because that's basically all my videos are. And it's funny because sometimes people will comment like, is this guy talking to himself? And like, yeah I am. Like every single video I post is basically something that has helped me or is currently helping me deal with things like fear, worry, anxiety, anything like that. And it's something that I went through. It was never so severe that I was like, you know, paralyzed by it, but I definitely was, especially like through high school for sure. And it's still something that I like, I was, you know, I'm nervous getting on this podcast. Like every single thing that happens, like I still feel nervous. It's just not something that controls me as much anymore. And I have more awareness behind it. Like maybe in the past 10 years ago, if I was nervous about something, like I just wouldn't do it. Now I just do it. Yeah. And usually I realize that it's not as scary.
That's something I've learned too, doing this podcast and doing other things as well, is once you, like the fear is always going to be there, is something I've gotten to become comfortable with, is doing something new. You're always going to be scared no matter what, but it's doing it even with the fear that makes it, or that expands you in a way. And it's better to do it with fear, with something you enjoy, right? Like if you don't like doing it, then you're not gonna enjoy the experience and you're gonna be scared. So that's a double loss there. So if you're gonna enjoy it, and say you're afraid of doing something, do it anyways. And I'm telling you, like the second after you do it, you're gonna realize this was nothing. Like, what was I afraid of? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like the difference between people who are super confident and aren't super confident isn't that the confident people don't feel the fear. It's that they still feel the fear. They just decide to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like something that I always, you know, back when I was going through high school, 15, 16, I would see like, you know, public speakers and think like, oh, I just want to get to a point where I'm not afraid to do that thing. And I didn't realize that, you know, that's never going to go away. Yeah. It's just that eventually it'll become quieter and quieter. And the more you do it, the less you'll feel that. So it's like just the progress of doing it. And even going on podcasts, like this is the second time I've been a guest on a podcast. And I figure like, you know, I'm probably not going to be super good at doing podcasts for the first maybe like 10 15, 20, but yeah. like maybe once I get through 20 and maybe I suck at doing the first 20 guest mm-hmm. appearances I'm on, like yeah. maybe I mean, by 21, I'll be good. So like, I just have to get through those and get that experience and realize like, you know, it's not really that scary of a thing. We're just, yeah. you know, chatting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're doing well right now. This is good. But yeah, even for me, like I've done over 90 episodes now, and I'm still a little nervous every time. Like even today I was a little nervous, but I think you have to have that because that means you care. Like you want to do well. And so if you have it gives me a little energy sometimes too. Like if I'm not feeling too good that day, I want to feel a little nervous so that I get a little more adrenaline and it pumps me up. But getting back to your content, like what made you want to post content in the first place?
So it's funny you brought up that first story of like imagining you're 100 years old. Mm-hmm. That's actually the scenario. I've been doing that and like imagining scenarios like that for a couple years now. I don't remember what the first thing I saw that like triggered me to start doing it. I don't know if it's something that like I saw something similar and applied to my own life. I simply can't remember. Yeah. But I've gotten into meditation and more spirituality type stuff probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That kind of initially triggered things. And then, yeah, it's one of my favorite. Yeah. And so I've been sort of like meditating and just doing like some sort of morning routine mm-hmm. every morning. And a piece of it was going through that scenario that I've put out on TikTok, basically just imagining you're 100 years old and thinking about what you might regret. Yeah. And for whatever reason, every time, so maybe I started doing this like 2.5, 3 years ago, going through that scenario, like every single day and imagining what I regret. And for whatever reason, the thing that kept coming up was I regretted that I didn't create more content. Like there's a lot of things that I've always been interested in, even outside of like mental health, spirituality, but mm-hmm. like physical health, nutrition, you know, financial related things. And so I was going through that scenario and I probably went through it a year to a year and a half straight every single day. And I still wasn't posting content. Like I knew for a fact I was going to regret it and I still wasn't posting it. Uh-huh. And so finally I got to the point that I was like, you know, like what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. Like I know for a fact I'm going to regret this. So I just have to start. And that's how I started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing. Like something that I've learned is, like you probably know this as well, but to like get to that person, like to get to a goal, you got to like become the person that it takes to be to get that goal. So like something that I've done, and you talk about meditation, is I try to do this every day, is just like relax my mind and not think about anything, and thoughts will come up. Like that's how we are as human beings, they'll flow up. And the idea of meditation is to just allow all the thoughts to come in. And so when I do that and I start to realize some of these repetitive thoughts that I've been thinking are keeping me the same, right? So you start to see like these repetitive thoughts. And when you become aware of those thoughts and start, and you focus on something that's more positive, and everybody has the choice, really, like whether you believe it or not, you have the choice to be happy in this moment just by your thinking. And so when I close my eyes and meditate a little bit, I don't do it for that long, but maybe like a few minutes. And once I start to see those thoughts and I change those thoughts, automatically I become a better person. And that's how everybody should see it, is that you have complete control of where your awareness goes. So make sure to focus on who you want to be. And it's definitely literally that simple. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done though. Like it's hard.
It is. It's not something that happens overnight. And for me, it was definitely a progressive thing. And I had, you know, over a span of many years from like dealing with it to just basically getting sick of it, trying to figure out ways to, you know, not be so nervous and anxious all the time, mm-hmm. To then getting that point past that to like sharing what has helped me and figured, you know, if it helps me, it probably helps other people. And that's what the whole reasoning behind what I post is. But yeah, I think meditation's a really cool thing because so many people, they get caught up in that stream of thinking. Mm-hmm. And what meditation can help you do is allow you to realize that those thoughts, like that voice in your head, that internal dialogue, that isn't your voice. And yeah. through meditation, you know, you choose to focus on something, maybe your breath, you're breathing in and out, and you continue to do that. And after a few breaths, usually thoughts begin to arise and maybe you get caught up in it and you go down this rabbit hole and all of a sudden it's like 3 minutes have gone by and you're like, yeah. oh shit. Like I meant to, you know, be focusing on my breath, but then I went down this path of thinking. And the more you do it, the more you start to realize that that internal dialogue, that voice, that's not your voice. Cause you're yep. not actively thinking those thoughts, and those thoughts aren't your thoughts. Thoughts just happen, you know, yeah. they're part of your subconscious programming. So you don't have to, and just that initial realization helped me so much. Cause I realized that, oh, maybe I don't have to take these thoughts so seriously. Maybe those yeah. thoughts going on aren't as real as they seem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basically, just this gain of knowledge that empowers you a lot. Like these things, I think everybody should learn this. Like it should be taught in school. Like the first step, like even in kindergarten, it should be taught to every kid, but it's not. And we had to learn it by ourselves. And luckily, in this day and age, we have the internet. Like I've learned so much just from YouTube alone. Like I go on YouTube and just learn about mindset and stuff like that. And I spend hours on that shit, and it's helped me a lot, just by learning. And once you gain the knowledge and you apply it, it makes all the difference in the world just from understanding more about yourself. And
definitely. It's amazing. YouTube has an insurmountable, you know, infinite amount of knowledge. Like I've learned so many things, and people are like, always ask me like what kind of podcasts I listen to, what books. And like, I've read a lot of, like, I don't really read many books. Honestly, I listen to audiobooks instead while I'm going on a walk or something. But mm-hmm. YouTube is one of the main places, just listening to, like, you know, Eckhart Tolle speeches or Jim Carrey or Alan Watts is one of my favorites, and just listening to their speeches. And at first, you know, I didn't understand anything the first time I heard it, like even reading The Power of Now, I didn't understand it until the third time I read it, probably. Like mm-hmm. I started to the second time. The first time I was like, I have no idea what this is talking about. Like, you know, the present moment.
You gotta,
what,
like,
do you mean?
Feel like, it's a feeling that you get. That's some, for people that haven't experienced it, it's so weird to explain it, but it is a different kind of experience once you understand it. And so
definitely, it's a hard thing to even explain sometimes and to try and get people. And I've gotten caught up in the past. I don't as much anymore, but just like trying to help people like close to me with, if they are like stressed out about something, and trying to, like, you know, get them into meditation and try it out. And like, sometimes they're open to it, sometimes they're not as much. And I've sort of realized as I've gotten a little bit more mature that, like, you can't force anyone to do anything, that it has to come from mm-hmm. inside of themselves, and they have to want to make that shift. And and that's something that I've kind of,
nobody told me to, like, watch the videos or anything. Like, I don't know, like, where the universe gives me these ideas to, like, go and watch these videos, but it did. And at first I started watching, you know who Gary Vee is, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so at first I was watching his content a lot on Instagram, and that got me in a better mindset just from him, you know, talking about being positive, being kind. And so that allowed me to get outside of my comfort zone a little bit. But then once I got onto YouTube and I started searching up his content, and then, you know how on YouTube it has like all the autoplay like videos right next to it, so I went on a fucking rampage and started watching way more content, like, about mindset and personal development. And eventually, you know, as like you said, Alan Watts, there's Jim Rohn, Les Brown, there's a bunch of speakers that I started to listen to, and eventually that mindset developed. And at first I didn't understand like anything. Like there's a big part of mindset people think is like motivation, right? Like there are these motivational speakers when really, once you start to understand it, it's not motivation that they're trying to express to you. It's a way of life. It's a thinking. It's how you live your life. And repeating those kinds of ideas that these speakers say will allow you to get to the place where you want to be. And so that's what I've learned.
Definitely. Yeah, I was on a similar path. And I think with that motivation, like there's certain speakers like that that I resonate with a little bit more. And I think it's interesting with motivation. And I'm a huge Gary Vee fan, by the way. He's helped me in so many ways, especially with putting out content. Like he's the reason I downloaded TikTok in the first place, just listening to him. And I posted a video and then didn't post anything for a little while. And then I posted a second one that like ended up going viral and I got some followers from that. Yeah. But I think with when it comes to motivation, like people think that they're going to get this motivation from, you know, listening to podcasts like this or YouTube videos. And it's not even, and I think Gary Vee explains it fairly well, just about like taking action and just doing shit. And eventually it'll lead to one thing or another, but people get confused because they think the motivation cycle is like the initial step is feeling motivated. Mm-hmm. And then once you feel motivated, then you take action, then you get some results. But they're confused because motivation is actually not the first thing you're going to feel typically.
Yeah.
Like if you're, you know, trying to go to the gym or starting a paper for school, like you're not going to feel motivated at first. Mm-hmm. The first thing you got to do is take action, just like some sort of action just can be a tiny little thing, set a tiny little goal of writing one sentence or one word. And then once you take that action, you'll start to, you know, maybe some ideas start flowing, or maybe you'll start feeling good if you're in the gym, and then you'll start to feel a little bit more motivated to take more action.
Yeah.
But with motivation, it's just doing it. Like, you know, if you're,
because I think motivation, once you get it, like it gets you on a high, but it'll drop easily if you don't do anything about it. Right. Like if you just get motivated, watch this video, and then you scroll right past it, like that's not going to do anything.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I feel really good right now. And it's like, all right, what are you going to do about it? And you know, if motivation is your crux for doing everything, like you're going to fail, because motivation is a fleet, like all feelings, you know, positive, negative emotions, any feeling, it's fleeting. So you can't rely on motivation. You have to rely on something deeper, like, you know, not wanting to regret shit when you're 100 years old on your deathbed. Like that's pretty much the only goal I have in life. And it kind of directs me in different ways at different points. But, yeah, if you rely on something like motivation, it's going to be fleeting and it's going to be tough to get a whole lot done.
Yeah, that regret, like you mentioned, like I learned that from Gary Vee, like a few years ago. I didn't even, like we all know people die, right? But a few years ago, like I didn't, that switch didn't turn for me that, oh shit, like this shit is limited time that I have here. And so I think one of Gary Vee's videos, like he has both sides, really. He says, you like to young people, he says, you have time. Like if you're 20, be patient, right? But also he says on the other side that it's a limited time and that you need to take action now. If you're scared, go and do it either way. And so that's what I love about him, is he comes from both sides. Like he wants to, you know, drill out every excuse you have and just make sure that you do what you want to do. And it's just these small little things, like even the content you post, like it's literally a flip of the switch. Once you understand it, your whole mind changes. And when your mind changes, your body changes and you go out and do it. And so that's something that I've worked on a lot. And that's why I try to read, like I have books here that I read pretty much every day, even though I've read a few of these books like three times already. I still read it every day because I want to keep reminding myself, because if you lose track of the reminders, then you'll fall back to whatever is easy. And a lot of people just go whatever's easy. And that's where, you know, nothing really amounts to, or your feeling just becomes more and more negative because you're not used to stepping outside of your comfort zone as much.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think in our life, we take so many things for granted, and you talked about like that switch that you felt with like realizing like, oh shit, I am going to die one day. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things I think that we take for granted and don't think about enough that can really change the track of our day and our mindset. And it includes things like gratitude, thinking about death, like they're all in sort of the same realm. And I think realizing that your time here is limited, but at the same time, you have so much time, like kind of that two-sided thing. Like, you know, you're 20, say you're 20, 25 years old, mm-hmm. you have like four more lifetimes to live. Like the amount of time you've spent on this earth, you likely have 3 to 4 more full lifetimes.
It's crazy to think about it. Like,
exactly. Yeah, but at the same time, like, yeah.
Yes. Some people have, or you look at some people and they're like 80 years old, and you know, personally I'm 20. So I look at that and I'm like, damn, there's 4 more lifetimes to live where I'm at. So, and hopefully, knock on wood that it goes that way. But yeah, understanding that perspective allows you to take risk, and the regret of not taking the risk is way worse, in my opinion, is definitely just not doing it, because nobody knows like what happens when you die. But for me, like personally, I think like you get shown the person you could have been. Like that's what I believe. You don't have to believe it, but and I want to be able to say like I lived my life how I wanted to live it. Like I lived it to the utmost capacity that I could have possibly done it. And if I don't feel that way when I'm 100, whatever age it may be, then I won't be, you know, it won't make me happy. And so I try to live that mindset every day, you know, doing that.
Definitely. Yeah. It's funny you bring up that scenario and I've heard about that. I've seen videos on it. And one of my buddies from college, actually, I haven't talked to him in like a year or so. And he just sent me a video talking about that, like at the end of your life, like yesterday morning. He said, I think you might like this one, because he follows me and like sees my content and stuff. And it's like, at the end of your life, you get shown the person you could have been. Like if you had maximized your potential, you get shown that person. And it's something I think about a lot, along with just, you know, the finality of life and imagining being too old to do things that I want to do and imagining regretting things at the end of my life. It kind of goes hand in hand, and meeting that person and seeing that, you know, they are who you are would be an extremely gratifying feeling. But seeing that person and seeing someone who accomplished and achieved so much more, it's like, why didn't you do that? And a lot of times it's, you know, because people are afraid of getting judged, afraid of what people are going to think. But if you prioritize, you know, not feeling regret and prioritize meeting the same person that you are in that situation, like as long as you're prioritizing that, you know, everything else is just white noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes a lot of focus, but just being on the path itself, that's the joy of it, is the journey. It shouldn't be to become like to just get to that goal of whatever it is. But I think for me personally, when I set high goals, it's not about achieving it. It's about actually like doing it, and to get to that place that makes me better. That's what I love about it. Like starting this podcast, for example, I didn't know like anything about good communication. I didn't know anything about microphones, like what I'm doing right now, Adobe Audition, no program, no software, not one, like Photoshop, didn't know anything, right? But because I set the goal of I want to do this, those skills that I've gained along the way have brought me to the place where now I know all this, like I have knowledge about it and understanding of it. And so every time I set a higher goal, I know it's not for the goal itself. It's for who you become because you set that high goal.
Definitely.
That's what I try to live by. Yeah.
Yeah. I really think that the process of doing things, like if you want to say you want to like achieve perfection in whatever you're doing, like it's not really feasible, but anyway, like if you try, if you just like do one thing, like do start a podcast and your first episode, you're like, it's going to be perfect. Like,
yeah,
it's, you're never going to be perfect. If you keep trying to make it perfect, you're going to get a lot closer to being perfect by doing like 1,000 podcast episodes and just doing it without the intent of being perfect, just doing it over and over. And it's the same thing with content creation. It's the same thing with practicing a craft. It's like, you're afraid of starting doing TikToks, just fucking start. Like, and you'll get far better.
You learn from the experience. Once you start, once you post one and you realize, okay, and you post the second one, you realize which one did better and which one you enjoyed to make more. And you start doing that one and then you continue to grow. And even with anything, like if you're in a job, like try to look for more positive aspects of it and improve on or set goals that will make you improve. And that will not, it's not for, like I said, it's not for the goal itself. It should be to make you a better person. And that's what it's all about, is just small improvements every day. Like that, I think there's a book called Atomic Habits. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't read it. I have heard of it. It's on my want to read list.
I have it back there. It's a book about just trying to improve small things every day, like getting 1% better. And he said not everyone will get 1% better, but even if you miss like 10 weeks out of a year of getting 1% better, like you'll still be much better off than not improving at all. Like that, and it's exponential, like 1% today and then 1% the next day, like it'll continue to climb more and more and more. And you become a completely different person because of that. Like you should always try to change who you are. Like I saw this video on TikTok saying, like, I think it was Ed Milet. He said, he was talking to somebody on his podcast, and he said, this guy came up to him and asked and told him about his kid. He was like 6 years old. He said, spend time with this 6 year old, because once the 7 year old comes, he's going to be a completely different person. So he's basically saying the kid changes so much at seven or in 1 year. And then Ed said, like, when did that stop for you? Right? Like we at our age should change. Like if you're 24, you should be a completely different person at 25, or if you're 30, you should be a completely different person at 31, because you need to grow. Like there's something in us personally that I feel that wants to change, that wants to become more than what we are now. And he said that's something we need to think about, is what is going to allow us to become somebody different. Right.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think I totally agree. And I think that setting goals is very key. And then it's like, it's almost like setting goals, writing it down, and then like checking in on it each day while being fully present in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties into presence and the now, that, you know, the now is the only thing we ever have. And we were talking about a little earlier about the journey, and it's something Alan Watts talks about so much, that life isn't, you know, it's not a race. It's kind of obvious that it's not a race, because who wants to get to death quicker, but it's more like a dance or a song. Like the point of the dance isn't to get from one end of the floor to the other. It's to enjoy each step along the way. So by, you know, being present, and even for me, like I sometimes think about, this is from A New Earth, one of Eckhart Tolle's, it's the sequel to The Power of Now. And it's that when talking about like your life's purpose, and people are always wondering, you know, like, what's my life purpose? Like, I don't know what my life's purpose is. And it's great to like set goals, but sometimes I like to think, and something that helps keep me present is imagining that my entire life's purpose is whatever I'm doing right now. So, and it's always whatever I'm doing in that moment, because this moment is the only thing there ever is. And sometimes when you set, you know, these drastic goals, you get focused on that outcome as opposed to the step at hand. And the only thing you can ever do is what you're doing right in that moment. So, so imagining being, you know, your life's purpose. And it helps me too, even with, you know, anxious feelings and thoughts, like being on this podcast, like my entire life's purpose right now is to be on this podcast. It's not to wonder like, you know, how the podcast is going to turn out. It's not to wonder like what people are going to think of the podcast. It's like being with you here on this podcast right now is my entire life's purpose. And it just helps bring so much more attention into that specific moment. And then as you're, you know, you have a goal in mind and you've set something and then you work towards that, but every step of the way you're here and now in whatever you're doing.
Yeah. I think that mindset also makes you want to, or makes you enjoy life more. If you're always thinking about the future or past, and you'll miss everything about like right now. And that's why I said, I enjoy the journey more than the actual goal itself, because just doing the things that I like in this moment, like I enjoy doing podcasts with people. I like learning about people and talking with people. And so just doing it in this moment is better than what goals I have. Like just being here now is much better than anything, because I'll remember the moments itself themselves, not the goals. Like I'll remember trying to do it. And that's something that I try to keep in mind too, is yes, we all have these future ambitions, and sometimes we even think about the past and what was and how, like, I enjoyed doing this. How can I get that same experience again? But really it's just focusing on right now. And it's hard though. Like what are some of the things that you do to keep your mind and your focus in the present moment?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do post a lot of videos, just like tips and tricks to try and keep yourself in the present. And I think before even, like, there are, you know, I have a few reminders, like focusing on my breath, feeling my body, you know, these are things, breath always happens in the present. And then even just realizing when you're not being present in the moment that you realize that you're not present, you are present because you're aware of it. But I think beyond that, like understanding that, you know, that internal dialogue, that voice in your head, the ego, the personality, whatever, you know, you refer to it as, is not who you are. It's you who you truly are, like as the universal consciousness, is simply the awareness behind all of those thoughts, all of those emotions that you can feel, all of those things that happen to your body that you can feel. Like you are simply the awareness. So when you understand that, you realize that, you know, those thoughts in your head, they can't happen in the present. Thinking can only happen in the past and the future. The present is the only place that you can exist, but your thoughts can only exist in the past and the future. And, you know, things like regret are things that, you know, you're living in the past, thinking about the past, thinking about, you know, anxiety, worry, fear, you're living in the future, but those emotions don't really happen as much in the present moment. So the more often you can be in the present, you kind of start to realize that, you know, maybe all those problems I think I have aren't as real as I think, because they're always something that might happen in the future. And as something is happening that I was so afraid of, like, it's really maybe not that scary.
Yeah. That just that little change in focus changes like the whole perspective of everything. It's crazy.
And yeah, just that awareness of the fact that maybe you aren't, and meditation does that too, you know, watching your breath, realizing those thoughts keep popping up, like you're not the one thinking them. Thoughts are just happening, like how your heart beats or your body digests food. Like you don't have to think about your heart beating, you don't have to think about food digesting. Thoughts are the same thing. They're like a bodily function that you're just aware of, and the more you can, like, you know, disassociate yourself from your mind, realize that you aren't your mind, disidentify from your mind. You can realize that maybe you don't have to take all of those thoughts so seriously. You can see a little bit more clearly.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain a little bit more about how you do meditation? Like, I'm interested in how you really think about meditation in that way. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think meditation, as I mentioned before, it's a great way to further understand that you aren't that voice in your head. You aren't those thoughts. You aren't your mind, because, you know, you're focusing your attention on your breath. And the most basic form of meditation is simply watching your breath or watching your thoughts. I prefer watching my breath, just breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth and continuing that focus on my breath. And then eventually, you know, every single time, sometimes you know, I can go a few breaths, maybe five or six without thoughts coming up, but eventually thoughts will come up. And every time they do, I simply bring my attention back to my breath. And that's sort of like the most basic form that I do. And then I have a few more things, like I, you know, I relax my whole body, then I feel my whole body from toe to my head. And just, it's like a really good vibrational type feeling by the end of that. And just bringing that conscious awareness to my body and feelings. And then I go through some gratitude affirmations, like just think of things that I'm grateful for, like very, very, I think gratitude is one of the biggest keys to happiness. And it's just like that active act of remembering all the things that you already have can make you feel so much better. And like I said, even basic things like, you know, having all of my limbs, having two arms and two legs, having the ability to see, hear, taste, touch, smell. Like these are all things that we rarely think about. And yet our lives would be so significantly different if we didn't have any of them. And then I finish off with one of those scenarios, like just imagining I'm 100 or imagining I, you know, passed away or some sort of like extreme scenario, and then kind of go through it, really feel it, think about something I regret, or just open my eyes and realize, you know, that I'm not close to death. I'm not about to die. You know, something like that is usually how I finish it. And that's like my morning meditation routine.
That's really great. I might implement some of that stuff too. Like I don't do it personally, like in the morning. I should do it in the morning, but I just like pick whatever time that I feel like doing it. But it's really important, I think. And more people should, or I think more people will benefit from doing something like it, because a lot of times, like we mentioned, that people think in the future and the past, I think way too much. And it's something that's in us. I don't know why. I don't know the cause of it, but we do tend to think more about the future and the past. And it's hard to think about the present. And when you get to that place, and it's probably for a short period of time, right, where you think about fully in the present, because your mind just automatically refers or goes back to the future. But being in the present will allow you to actually experience life in a much greater way. And it's really important. And personally, like I started watching your podcast. You just started that one.
Appreciate
right?
it. Yeah. Just last week. Yeah.
Last week. Okay. Yeah. And that has helped me a lot. I like how it's kind of condensed, so you could, and you go through all these different ways of thinking. So, you know, I think that'll definitely help a lot of people as well. Right.
Appreciate it. Yeah. There's very little structure to it. It's just a one take. I made the first one. That's the longest one for sure. Just like sort of an intro of my life, talking about my life, things I've been through, like mental health struggles, what got me into content. And I edited that one. I edited it on for Spotify, like the audio I edited. And then after that, it took me so long. And I was talking, there's a kid I'm friends with through TikTok, Sean Casey. He's actually from Ireland. So like, I don't know if we'll ever meet in person, but I was on his podcast a week or two ago. And he was asking about like, if I was starting a podcast, and I was like, yeah, I actually filmed the first episode, but you know, I've been editing it and it's a bitch to edit. And he's like, why are you editing it? Like, you don't have to edit it. You can just like film it and post it. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that's true. So after that, I was like, you know, if I forget what I'm saying, if I say on like a million times, like, I don't care, my message is still going to get through. And it became like a one take thing. And it's basically just, you know, now I kind of pick a topic and just talk about things that have helped me when dealing with it. And that's pretty much it. And I think eventually, you know, I'll have some guests. Maybe I'll have you on sometime
for sure.
Soon.
I'm down. Yeah. And like you said, so in that moment, like you experienced, I have to edit this because it might, you know, like people won't like it as much if I say the something wrong. But even I make mistakes like all the time. But to me, I think it's more authentic in a way where people want to see a little bit of, you know, mistakes, as long as you have a clear intention of trying to help people, of trying to inspire people, or whatever your purpose is for doing something, then people will appreciate it no matter what. And yeah, that's really the most important thing, is just being authentic to yourself. And I learned that from Joe Rogan. Like, he never edits anything on his podcast, and I love watching it because that makes it way more fun, is because it's not edited whatsoever. Like, I think there was a yesterday's episode, like they were with I think he was with Duncan Trussell, like a comedian, and they had wigs on. It was all dark and shit. Like, the whole setup was insane. They had candles lit. So I was like, let that just be, like, have fun with it no matter what.
Definitely. Yeah. I think people are very much attracted to authenticity and just like a raw view of people in their lives. Like, even me, like, I watch a bunch of fitness YouTubers and see, like, I really like when they leave in some things that most people would typically edit out, because it kind of brings more of like a connection there, because especially, you know, people listening to us on a podcast, maybe they're worried about starting a podcast, or, you know, they're nervous about the way they speak or whatever. And seeing someone who does these things, seeing them, you know, like stumble on their words, or like forget what they're saying, or like all these things that people worry about when they're speaking, like, brings a lot more authenticity out, and brings, it builds sort of that deeper connection. So it's just funny that my initial instinct was like, oh, I have to edit it because it's a podcast. And it's like, it took like 10 times longer to edit it than to film it. And I was like, I loved filming it. I fucking hated editing it.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, maybe I don't have to. So then the first episode, I just posted on YouTube, but I was planning on editing that one. So there's a bunch of times where I just like stop and like recollect my thoughts for like, you know, 15 seconds.
Yeah. Like, plus, you do it solo, which is hard. Like, personally, I fucking applaud you for that, because that's hard to do. I've done a few like solo, but the highest like minutes I could get was probably like 15 minutes before I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, this is weird, because it's just talking to yourself the whole time, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And like, I realized that after, because the first one, I didn't have any notes. I just started talking. And then the second one, I kept a couple. And then now I like at least outline the episode a little bit, so I'm not just like completely talking in circles. But yeah, the first couple I like didn't have any notes, and I was just like, like, gratitude, all right, let's talk about this. I have some things that, you know, I like to remember about gratitude, and I'll just talk about it, and, you know, whatever happens, we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I love about podcasts, is like, you could literally say whatever you want and like put it out there, and you could inspire people with it. And like, do you know who Bill Burr is?
Yeah.
The comedian. Yeah. Like, his podcast, he does it solo by himself. And like, that has always like been insane to me, is just, he just talks for an hour straight every Tuesday, or Tuesday or Monday and Thursday. He talks like a full hour straight and just blabbers about the randomest shit for so long. And it's, to me, that's way harder than doing like an interview, because for me, this is easy because I'm able to interact with you and we're able to exchange thoughts and ideas. But when you're just by yourself and there's a microphone here, a computer, like, sometimes I just like lose track of everything. So it's difficult.
Oh, yeah. there's been I think every episode I've forgotten what I was saying, like mid episode, and just like had to sit there and be like, you know, kind of talk to yourself how you try and remember things. Like, all right, I was talking about this, and I talked about this, meant to talk about this. And then it's like,
but that's just like the part of the learning experience too, is like, okay, I know that I'm not as good as I want to be right now, but I can get better because I'm doing it so often. I could continue to improve on it.
And just the act of doing it is going to make it better. It's not even that you have to, you know, be trying to get better, like try so hard to get better. It's just like, just do it a bunch, do it, you know, make 100 episodes. I'm sure that the 100th episode is going to be a lot better than the 60th episode, which is going to be a lot better than the 20th episode. And it's not even like, you know, you have to try so hard. It's almost just like becoming comfortable in what you're doing. And it just naturally kind of takes that course.
Yeah. Especially. Yeah. Cause how long or how many times do you do it? Or like, what's your schedule like for doing the podcast?
I have no schedule. No right schedule. Now. When I started it, when I first last weekend, because it took me, I filmed that first episode like a month before I posted it. And then I was like, I was busy with work. And then I went on vacation with my girlfriend. So I just like, wasn't able to really take the time to edit it. And then last weekend I was like, all right, I'm getting it done right now. Yeah. Like going to get it posted. And then after that, I was just like, all right, that was kind of fun. Like I like doing this. And then I just filmed, like, I didn't film one yesterday, but then the day before that I did one every day for like 6 days straight.
Damn.
I just like, you know, pull my computer up, use a website called Zencaster, put my mic in front of me and just like talk for 20 minutes and just like download it and upload it to YouTube and Spotify. But I don't have a schedule.
And what you
right
do
now.
Is probably like a sort of meditation as well, right? Of just expressing your thoughts out loud really is what you're doing. Whatever you're trying to, whatever message is in your head, you're putting it out there. And I think that's also a good way of meditating too, is getting those thoughts out, whether that's talking to yourself or just, you know, yeah, we talked about meditating, but also just talking to yourself. Like sometimes I just talk to myself, whether like not out loud, but sometimes I even do it out loud too. But internally, I just talk to myself, and that's helped me a lot too of being more aware of those thoughts when it comes up.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Putting them into words and putting them down on paper can be super helpful. Paper. And I think that's like just a huge key to mental health, even beyond just like saying what's on your mind, but like, I guess it's sort of related to that, but expressing how you're feeling, even when it's not good, like expressing vulnerability. And I think that's like a huge, huge key to mental health. And like, especially on social media, is just people being more open and willing to share things that they're struggling with. Cause I think the thing with Instagram was like, it was like everyone's highlight reel. Everyone was, you know, hiding everything and keeping it bottled up. And I think that it's incredibly freeing. And it's something that Gary Vee talks about, like when you're open with your insecurities, no one can hold them against you.
Yeah.
And it can actually, you know, when like people like us who have some platforms, being vulnerable and expressive about that, not only people are like, you know, attracted to vulnerability and authenticity, but it helps people feel better because they can relate to that. And they can be like, you know, I thought I was the only one who felt like that.
And then it'll allow them to also be more vulnerable or to express their vulnerabilities the same way. And
exactly.
That definitely helps too. Cause if you're always trying to hide something about yourself, it's basically going to put more resistance in your life. Like you got to think more, you're more conscious of every little thing. But when you allow yourself to just be who you are, like that's it. Like I don't need to do or say or like think about or try to be like anybody else that I'm not. And that's a really freeing experience right there.
Exactly. Like when you're not being who you are, it becomes difficult because you have to remember how to act.
Yeah.
When you are exactly who you are all the time, you don't have to remember anything. There's no like anxiety. Like you can still feel any feeling out there, but there's less, you know, of those anxious feelings and worrying, even, you know, like doing a video or getting interviewed or a podcast, like if you're fully yourself, whether you do a really good job or maybe subjectively like a not a great job, like you don't answer things super well or whatever, like you stumble on your words, whatever, like you're being yourself. So there is nothing to fear because there is nothing you can't do anything wrong.
Yep.
If you're fully yourself.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Should we wrap it up there? I think we talked about a lot. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well, the people listening, and thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sham. I really appreciate it. Had a lot of fun chatting with you.
Yeah, that was good. And if you ever need somebody to come on your podcast, I'm available. Hit me up. And I'll definitely come on.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah. All right. Again, thanks everybody for listening. And I hope you guys learned a lot. Like this was a great experience to talk about mindset. I know a lot of people struggle with it. And so I think more people just talking about it, getting more awareness about it actually helps. And so it was a great experience talking to you. All right. Talk to you later.
Likewise. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Sham.